Well, good morning out there in Radio Land. What a day it is to be with you guys. February 24th, 2026. It's a great day to be with you all. Great expectation of what the Lord will do. We've got our Tuesday morning crew, which means that it's my morning off. I just pushed the buttons this morning. I get everything rolling and then just let you all have the ball to play.
Now, sometimes you jump on in there.
Yeah.
as you should.
But, Miss Jeannie, let's start with you this morning. We'll start on the Raise a Hallelujah crowd.
Raise a Hallelujah.
How you
We've
doing,
been
Ms.
doing
Jeannie?
That. We're not going to get past that.
Amen.
We're going to do that from now on. I'm very good because unless something's changed. Jesus still same.
He's saying
today, same. Yesterday, and
I'm
forever.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. I like
Amen.
That.
Well, Miss Karen, how are you?
I'm doing good too.
Amen.
I am.
Well, that's our hallelujah crowd, our raise a hallelujah.
You can find. Right.
And then Miss Hannah, how are you doing?
I'm good. Still filled up with gratitude and just like. I love what Miss Jeannie says. You know, no matter what, we're seated in heavenly places, so we're good.
He's still the same.
I guess we'll have to go for that word, unless something's changed.
That's right.
And Miss Crystal?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Famous quote.
Amen. Well, we are anticipating a great morning, so I hope y'all brought the...
Hey, how are you? How are you doing this morning?
I am... awake. I'm in the...
You're vertical?
That's good.
Okay, now give me your spiritual answer.
Look, my spiritual... Sometimes there's points in your life where you just say, I'm here. And that's my season I'm in.
No, but that's when you start saying,
but
you know,
maybe
the joy of
that,
the Lord is my hope.
It's probably a good reason I'm not on the mic. I could be Debbie Downer pretty easy. These last 3 to 4 weeks have been some of the worst of our lives.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
when
just.
You I will praise you in the storm.
There's sometimes you just keep trucking along. It's that season where if anything can go wrong,
right,
it will. And so that's why I can name it. Transmission went out of the truck yesterday.
I heard
everything.
That. I heard it when it came in.
But it's not even material things. There's a lot of other things.
Those are just the things that poke you. But you know what? You're doing the right thing right now because you bring the fact that you're not in the greatest place, naturally or spiritually, I don't know. But you just go sit down in the midst of somebody who is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm surrendering the mic to you all today. I'll just.
You'd be raising your hallelujah in a minute.
I'll just be a Ruth and glean. I'll just be a Ruth and glean. But it is, do have some great things ahead of us for our school. They go to state this week. So keep them in your prayers as they're traveling a lot, going to Owensboro for. The Grayson Countyans locally. Their district starts tonight, so that's going to be great for them as well. So some great things in the sports world. And I think announcements-wise, we don't have a whole lot besides the women's conference coming up here soon.
And the story tour.
And the story tour. Yes.
And the story tour.
And the youth conference.
And that's all the same weekend, except the youth rally that's here going to be postponed to a different date.
Could be because we've had a lot of scheduling difficulties, and there's so many other events going on. So,
stay tuned.
Yeah, we're trying to work some things out,
out in God's timing.
We may have to postpone that.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, definitely the story tour is scheduled and coming.
Yeah. Solid.
Nope, solid.
Not postponed yet.
It's going to be a big event. So just keep encouraging those people who in your life that you know, because I think we all have them now. That just struggle with so many things that, you know, and it's for hurts, habits, and hangups as well. It's this anybody who just needs, you just need, you know. That's me.
That's awesome.
That's me. I just need.
I was meaning to write that down last time you said it, and I'm going to write it down this time. Hurts, habits, and hangups.
I think people don't think about that, what you just said there, that it's not just about a drug addiction or an alcoholic addiction. It's about other things that you've got hung up on, other things that have taken hold of you and captured you and are taking you somewhere.
And it's we get a lot of people come whose sons and daughters are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they necessarily don't, but they're trying desperately to see is there a way to help them, you know. And of course, Jesus is the way. Amen. That's what they will be bringing. They'll Amen. Be bringing Jesus.
Amen. Are you going to be there?
The whole time? From the morning to the evening.
The night before until the night after.
I thought so. Well, I just wanted to double check because I've been saying that you're going to be there. I probably should have checked before I started saying it.
You just confessed it over her. She's going to be there.
My spirit bore witness that you're going to be there.
You knew.
It works out. I think we're going to have a spot here in the second week maybe of March.
Yes.
Before the event.
I was announcing that yesterday.
To have
them on the air with us.
Well, that's awesome.
Because mm-hmm. I'm hoping that will, give some people some more details and let them know so they can
come. He for sure can say a whole lot more than I can.
Yeah.
But, there's nothing like seeing somebody go, when you're in the depths of despair.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to let it out. You want to keep it a secret, so you want to hide it. You want to stay away from people, all the things. And just to hear people, a whole 500 people that are embracing, let's get over this. Let's overcome.
Here's that's where the word. Went.
That's right. And so it does really change lives, I believe. And and causes people to look at Jesus in a way that maybe I can be okay. Maybe I can get past that.
I've been going to some of their meetings and stuff, and one of the things that I have really come to love, which I never thought I would, you were talking about those things you want to keep hidden. One of the things I have discovered is the awesomeness of confessing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has been an incredible thing for me. It's kind of like, this is working out for me. Mm-hmm. but it's not that everything just... But it's a sharing of, it's the burdens, carry one another's burdens. It's bear, you're not alone, and you begin to taste that, and it's delicious. And, but it has just been an incredible thing for me to understand that opening in my mouth and being vulnerable to someone who cares about me and loves the Lord and will lead me in that right. way. What a great thing it is to release that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer.
Absolutely.
Confessing the word.
Yeah.
Talked about that Wednesday night. Mm-hmm.
Heard it.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. Heard it. Yeah, I tune in.
I was going to, when we talk later, I was going to bring this scripture out. But y'all keep talking about stuff that it's on it. I know we need to go to Acts. Excuse me, my voice this morning. And yeah, very familiar. And I think it's for Aaron, Pastor Aaron, too. And it's very simple, but so profound. My computer just went off. Psalms 27. We'll read the whole chapter if it works later. I don't know what God's going to do.
It'll work.
But there was one translation. I looked for it, and I couldn't find it. But it used to say, surely I would have fainted. Now, I'm trying to see. The New King James says, I would have fainted unless I had believed I would see the goodness of, this one says Jehovah, of God in the land of the living.
Yes, I love
hope
that.
In God. Be of good courage, and he shall make your heart strong. Yes, hope and wait.
I quote that scripture.
It says,
so
wait
much.
On the Lord. Yeah. So when Aaron was just saying he was down, all of a sudden the scripture came back up. Sure, I would have just fainted. I would have given up. Excuse me. One of them says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord. It just means I believe. Or if I wouldn't have believed, surely I'd just faint. Surely I'd just pass out. Surely I'd just give up. I would die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. Mine's the King James, and it has the I had fainted in italics, which means mm-hmm. it was added.
Right.
But that word unless means were it not that I had believed.
Right.
If I hadn't done that.
That's right.
Then things would
That's
have
right.
been different.
Amen. Anyway, so I know we need to go to Acts. I just had to encourage somebody out there. Even the story tour, what is it? Mm-hmm. Hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
Well, that's actually Celebrate Recovery.
But that's all of us, really. That's all
exactly
of us.
Right.
The hurts, the habits.
That
yeah.
is the point.
It's not just an addict. I mean, it is, but it's not. I mean, I have hurts, habits, and hang-ups, that I overcome daily. But I would have fainted. I wouldn't have been able to keep going. Some of the things that I've been through, you've been through, everybody's been through, even out there on the radio listening. And Aaron's in a season right now that he's going through. But he's going to go through. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name, and
Amen.
We're praying and lifting. We're going to hold his arms up,
Yeah.
Unless he had believed, he would see the goodness, and he's going to see the goodness of God. This is going to turn around for your good, Aaron, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I really like that translation, and I also like I know the NLT is a thought for thought and not a word for word, but I love how it says, I am confident that I will see.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Proverbs 24:10. Todd is, my phone keeps going back to the black screen. Proverbs 24:10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Mm-hmm. That's good too. That goes right along with what we're saying. It gets tough. It's hard. But, in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you faint, don't do that.
Yeah, I know. Like a lot of people walking through things, once they get on the other side of it, it's hard to see it when you're in it.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's almost sometimes feels impossible.
It's like,
to
where
see
are
it,
you, God?
To see clearly when you're in it,
right.
You just have. That's part of trusting the Lord. But once you get out of it, I hear people say, and I've experienced this in my own. I never knew that I had that much strength.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that strength comes from the Lord. Like, I never knew that I would be strong enough to get through
right.
that. I never would have imagined that I had that much strength, but I found a strength, and that strength mm-hmm. comes from the Lord.
I have said that many times of, like, actually divorce and then bankruptcy and then foreclosure on my house. It was a tough, tough time. Mm-hmm. Not only that, it was a 23-year marriage. You're just devastated, and I got through it, and I praised my way through it, and I got on the other side, and I looked back, and I told somebody that one time. I said, I was a lot stronger through Jesus. Now, we're not talking about in our own strength.
Yeah.
I was a stronger person because of the Word in me than I ever thought mm-hmm. I could.
Yeah.
I didn't think at one point in my life I could make it through, but because of Jesus, first of all, I don't want to act like any of it's my credit. And because I stayed faithful, mm-hmm. and the Lord tells us to, and I obeyed His commandments, not perfect, made a lot of mistakes, I came out on the other side and I went, whoa, Jesus, You brought me through all of it, and now I'm blessed beyond measure mm-hmm. in a different way.
When you talk this, when we share these kinds of things, I always go to the place where Jesus told Peter that Satan's going to, mm-hmm. he wants mm-hmm. you, man. He's going to sift you like
wheat. Right.
But I've prayed for you.
Yeah,
that hasn't changed.
Right,
for He ever lives to make intercession for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Okay, so that hasn't changed. He's still praying for you.
Right,
and then He said this: and when you recover,
right.
mm-hmm. that's right. Come on, it's definite.
It's not an if. It's not an if. It's when.
When you recover, right. But here's a challenge. Yet all of us strengthen your brothers.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Come on, somebody's going
Hold
through
up
it.
Their hands.
Somebody's going through it. And you know how. To get on the other
That's
side.
Right. Now, That's cue right. the song "Fortify My Faith." I don't think we have it in there, but it goes right along with all
Fortify
this.
Fortify mm-hmm. My Faith.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I hadn't heard that. Well, I might have heard it, but I don't know it
you,
by name.
Yeah, we've sang it, and you're like, "What is that?" Before,
okay.
But
I
have. Started,
I just don't know that title.
Yeah, it's all talk. It's from Scripture, and it's talking about Simon. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, but. Jesus speaking, but I've prayed your faith wouldn't fail, and
amen.
It's just, it's really
amen.
Good.
That's good.
Really
one.
Good. Amen. This is good. Mm-hmm. Good news. I was thinking of something else, too, as Miss Jeannie was talking. All these cylinders were firing
off.
I know. But I guess if you
She's
all...
using car words here. Car words.
I don't even know anything about cars.
It wasn't on purpose.
If that came out, I don't know where it came from.
It was the Lord.
Look at all the... I mean, we're going to... We're doing backwards, like we're going to do what I was going to talk, but it didn't matter.
Oh, I know what I was going to. Can I say
it
real
quick?
Yeah,
go ahead. No.
My brain thinks in songs, usually
yes,
song lyrics.
Too.
Yeah. But earlier, Ms. Crystal was talking, and both was the lyric in Firm Foundation. Somebody said that was confirmation for them firing
amen.
On all cylinders. So, amen.
That's why you said it.
So, thank you, Lord.
There's more car trouble out there than we know.
Had to be the Lord because you didn't even know what you said.
I didn't even make the connection with the car. But anyways, the song Firm Foundation, I've still got joy in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I've got peace that makes
yes.
no sense. So, that's I won't good. Be going under because
yeah.
I'm not held by my own strength.
That's right.
That's what came to me. And that's so true. Like, I just, and I think when we begin to believe what we're declaring, mm-hmm. like you're saying, that's when that's the confidence key. Comes yeah. and the hope, our hope's not deferred. You know, the scripture, when hope is deferred, it makes the heart sick.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in our heart, we got to keep it. Our heart can be deceitfully wicked. So if it's deferred off of our hope, you know, we can start getting sick, you know, in our body, in our mind, in our. But we got to stir ourselves up and we got to get the truth. We got to remind ourselves of what God says. And that's what we're doing this morning. Yeah. So
and going off Karen's Stay point tuned. About confessing the word, you know, yes. it says faith comes from a hearing and hearing the word of God, saying the word of God, speaking it over your situation, you know, whatever. Psalms 42, why are you cast down, O my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions? Mm-hmm. And why are you in turmoil? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him in my salvation.
In God. That's right.
Yeah. You know, it's the pastor Sunday. I can't pronounce his name.
Wally.
But he was talking about, you know, how he had, you know, he was asking, you know, sometimes when you're in this place, you know, this low place, and you pick up the Bible and you read it, you might not read it with a lot of enthusiasm, but when you're done reading, it's different. You're, where you are is different because the Word of God has entered that territory.
That's right.
And, you
the
know,
atmosphere
he,
changes.
And he was talking about how there were times that he had noticed that he would be speaking to people, even though they weren't Christians, and or one-to-one or a group, and he would say, now the Bible says, and he said it was almost like I could see them lean in.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say? Even though they didn't necessarily know the Lord. Right. When he would say that, well, the Bible says, and they would lean in toward it. Because they wanted to hear what the Bible said. Mm. And again, that's the power of the Word.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said stir yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, you know, these messages that we hear that stay with us forever. That was one that I had heard years ago. Stir yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And I never forgot it. And I'll remember it when I got to do it.
That's right.
But there's nothing like it because that you can come up out of the hole you're in, just you, the Word, and the Holy Spirit right there. Yeah. Now, I love having everybody. Right. I love the family of God. Yeah. And I love being able to go sit down in the middle of them and they're talking faith and I'm not. But you can stir yourself up if you know him. You can stir yourself up. And, you know, Amen. And sometimes maybe stirring yourself up is just picking up the phone and going, okay, what's the Lord been telling you? Because I need to hear something.
Because, you know, even Moses, you know, I love that. You know, it talked about in the midst of the battle. Moses had a man on one side and a man on another side. And when he became weary.
That's right.
They held his hands up for him so the battle could be won.
That's right.
Amen.
And it's that
when
way
when he put
for
his
us.
Hands down, they start losing. When he lifts his hands up. So 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believed and so I spoke.
Yes.
We also believe and we also speak. Mm-hmm. We come together. You know, we have to just encourage one another. If not, we will faint, you know, and not hope in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Good
Praise
stuff.
The Lord.
Preach on. Preach.
Praise
preach.
The Lord.
Good stuff. It's gooder and gooder.
It's the bestest.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
English class.
I feel like we could just launch into what we're doing. Because, well, I mean, we're most of the way through the book of Acts. Unless Pastor Aaron objects in there, I think we're good.
He's just eating donuts.
Just kidding. I don't see an objection coming. So what do you have, Miss Crystal?
Well, if they didn't have anything, yesterday I was just praying and asking the Lord kind of what he felt. And I went to Psalms 27, the whole chapter. I just think we need to read it. And it's encouraging. And what I read about the fainting was the last two scriptures of it. Let's just break it down if y'all want. I mean, unless you want to go to Acts. I mean, that's totally fine, too. If you feel like we need to stay here.
I think so.
Okay. Let's encourage.
Did you see how fast she said okay? She's all over this. Which is it? Sounds
she likes it,
and I'm
too.
Already searching another scripture.
Well, whenever we walk in and someone's hurting and someone's discouraged, I mean, it's like we got a word for them. Not us. God does. And let's bring it forth. And it's not just Pastor Aaron. So apparently there's some others out there that said, hey, you know, ignite, what is it, fire on all?
Cylinders.
See, I don't know either.
Yeah, car
stuff. All right, Psalms 27:1. The Lord, well, our, you know, they say that our direction is, you know, we're in dreams, cars are your life. And as you go, you know, that's what dreams mean sometimes.
Who said that?
You go look up dream interpretations, and they'll say in a car it's usually your direction, your ministry you're going. So if you're not firing on all cylinders, then you know.
Okay, well that's confirmation for me. I'll tell you later.
You had a dream, didn't you?
Several.
Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Let me go to the King James. Y'all can all read with me.
Well, we can read with you.
Okay, I didn't know if it was sometimes hard to follow.
It's close. Yeah.
Okay. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. That's a good word right there.
That is.
We don't stumble and fall. They stumble and fall.
Because the Lord is the strength of
That's
my
right.
life.
Psalms 18:28 says, "The Lord, for it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he with those from those who walk uprightly." These are just cross references that I was doing on the word light, and we can just go on and on. But y'all,
there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
listen to this one. This is great. Micah 7:8. I know you really already looked at it. It says, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise.
That's right.
When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light."
Amen.
Exactly.
I love that.
You know, and it comes back to that point that we talked about last week, wasn't it, that He's going to fight for you.
That's right. Exodus 14:14.
You know, he fights with you with his. When you read his word, he's fighting for you.
And some people feel like they sit and watch for your fall.
Right.
They, you know, they because that's going to prove what they've already known.
That's right.
It's not real. It's not. They're just this or that. Right. So there they go. They're not going to make it through this. They're not going to be able to get past that. Look at how down they are. Look how, you know. And I love that. He said, "Don't rejoice over me, because I'm falling, but I'm gonna rise." And he said, "I'm in darkness right now, but the Lord shall be light. He is that light unto my day. My wisdom's coming to me.
Darkness has got to flee. Darkness has got
to
go.
What to do?
Yeah, when I start speaking the word, the darkness. Psalm 68: Blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation. And to God the Lord belongs deliverances from death.
Yes.
He's going to deliver us from death. He's delivers from all kind of things. But he bears the burden. We don't. You know, we read Exodus 14 last week. The Lord fight the Lord will fight for us as we keep our peace.
Right.
As we hold our peace, or as you be still.
That shows who your peace shows who you're standing with.
Right.
Don't
forget Exodus 15. Because then Exodus 15 started talking about my part in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength and song."
Yeah.
"And he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation." So see, he's all those things.
Right.
That's what we're going to do about it.
That's right.
We're going to prepare for him a place to be that.
We've done been there, done that. Who hey, somebody out there already came through something.
Right. Amen.
You need to tell somebody.
They're saying, they're sending dancing emojis, heart on fire. And,
Kaylee
said, no cars. Kaylee said, I love this. "Jesus is my life alert. I've fallen, but I'm getting up."
That's right. Amen.
So no more I can't get up.
Somebody's getting up right now.
We can't get up in our own strength. That's why he's our life alert.
And that's a life alert for young and old.
And when we were saying stir yourself up, look again to the one who's going to help you.
Amen.
Look again to what the Lord has done and what he has said. That's how you stir yourself up in what he's done and what he said.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't a self-help.
No.
I didn't know if I cleared that up or not.
Well, that's what I was saying, too.
Yeah.
Whenever I said I didn't know I was that strong, there was no strength in me.
Right.
It was the joy of the Lord was my strength. I had to praise him. I had to come out. Mm-hmm. Now, did it hurt? Yes. Was I depressed? Yes. Did doctors want to put me on medicine? Yes. Did I lose 25 pounds? Yes. Wish I could lose a little bit. Now I'm happy.
But scratch anyway. That. Take that. Edit that out of there.
We're live.
Look what Isaiah 61 says. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt in my God. Mm-hmm. That means you have to own purpose. Tell your mind, your will, and your emotions. Because that's what your soul is. Your mind, your will, and emotions. Yep. And you say, soul, mind, you know, we're not going to stay here. Yes, it hurts. Yes, I'm discouraged. Yes, all these things. We don't act like, oh, everything's fine. No. Sometimes the situations are rough. Sometimes you don't know what to do, you know. But you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And you keep saying, praise Jesus. My soul will exalt in my God. You know, I've told this story many a times whenever things were rough and the Lord told me to dance. That I have never been able to do that same dance since and never will probably. But I had to do it to break things in my life. I was breaking depression. I was breaking anxiety. I was breaking things. And I just began to say, my soul shall exalt. Because I wanted to live.
Amen.
You know, what am I going to do? Stay in darkness? No.
Right.
I wanted to live. It says, he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. That means God is covering you, blessing you, keeping the darkness away. You have something else? You look like, oh.
Oh, no, I'm just tuned
in. No, I thought you had another.
Oh, I did have a message, a prayer request.
Yes.
Once we get to a point where we can do that. But
okay.
At any point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's so good. I mean,
right.
He is the garment. Like our salvation.
And when we praise him, it says, when evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall.
That's right.
Why? Because we begin to praise and we begin to speak the word. Mm. We begin to say, no, I'm not staying here. You don't have any right in my life. I'm going to praise my way.
I love that you said, you know, of course, David is full of it in the Psalms where he's always stirring himself up. You know, why are you cast down, my soul?
That's right.
He's talking to himself. You know, and I love that because I learned it from him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to myself I'll say, Jeannie, here's what we're going to do. I do that. I really do. Because my next words are going to be what he said.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
See, it's not just a mind over matter thing or a self-help but it's all my eggs. All of them are in this direction.
Right.
I put them on my confidence in what he said and what he did and what he will continue
to
do.
Because he's still the same.
That's right. He's
yesterday,
still the same.
Today,
we
forever.
Started that way. We're going to end that way.
If I want, that's one thing I've learned. If I want to wallow in something, I'm not going to Jeannie.
Okay.
Well, what you need to know first is you don't want to wallow.
Yeah, let's get that one.
I already know that.
Tell you this. She ain't going to feel sorry for you.
That's what I'm saying.
She's going to love you through it, but she's going to be I mean, in a good way.
No. I meant that in a good way, too.
She's going to have a heart of compassion for you, but she's going to say, we ain't staying here.
Because our flesh wants to stay there.
Amen.
You know, it
we
wants
aren't.
To stay in darkness.
Yeah.
But when you've learned and you've tasted and you've seen of that light in the midst of the darkness, not to say I've tasted and I've seen of it too, but I know that that's a fruit of Miss Jeannie's life that I'm just highlighting right now.
Right.
And, you know, it was just kind of a joke about it, but true. It was true.
Yes.
Of, you know, and that's what we all need to get to is where our life has the fruit that shows people, okay, like, you know, like
I've come through,
you know, like when you're younger and like you want to get certain things and you know who to go to and who not to go to.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You know that this parent is going to let you get by with something, but this one ain't.
Yeah.
You know, like that's kind of the realm of what I'm talking about. And really, I mean, that's the truth with the Lord. Like we know that if we take it to the Lord, it's going to get taken
fixed.
Care of.
Right.
Everything's coming to the light. But the reason why we run away to other places, whether it's people or the enemy or idols or whatever it is because we know we can keep it hidden.
Yeah.
We can keep coddling it.
It's in the dark.
It's in the dark.
And everybody has a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's going to have a hard time. All those things. So it's not a pretend I'm pretending that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it truly is a pressing
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
I'm holding on for dear life, believing that he hasn't forsaken
That's
me.
That's right.
But I want to say that, too. Like, just as much as, you know, I know Miss Jeannie isn't going to coddle it or whatever, sugarcoat, I know without a shadow of a doubt that she loves me.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Come you on. Know, just like I know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord loves, but if we don't have that revelation
right.
of the Lord, that's mm-hmm. when we, you know, Run and sometimes we have the revelation, but we just keep getting distracted off of it.
Yeah.
We keep, our mind keeps wandering on to, and we're not standing and stirring ourselves up and
right.
confessing over ourselves. Like the Lord says this, the Lord, mm-hmm. he's for me and not against me.
One but, of the you know, things that it's like, we as Christians cannot, the Lord gave me this word, you can't love people to death.
Yeah.
We, the world life, and amen. Sometimes Christians look at people and they love them to death.
Yeah.
But see, the yeah. a Christian and I the love Lord that. Loves people to life.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, amen.
And there's a distinct difference, you know. There's a place where you've got to let people have what the Lord's showing them
yeah.
and quit patting them on the neck back, patting them on, everything's fine, you're a good person. They might be. And again, it's done in love. But sometimes you can't, you've just got to quit loving people to death.
Yeah. I have like a quick little testimony on that of myself. So I used to be, well, in my teenage years, I think everybody's experienced this in their
She's
teenage
not,
years.
Still a teenager.
yeah.
Well, honestly, not even just my teenage years, just my early walk with the Lord. I was like too self-righteous about this kind of stuff with mm-hmm. others, like being like, I just didn't have much compassion or mm-hmm. empathy.
Right.
And then I transitioned, and it's like I went the total opposite and then started being too easy on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm learning and I'm coming out of that. I'm allowing the Lord to help me. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's why I look to people who have overcome that and have begun to walk out of that, of loving but still right. not going to let you continue mm-hmm. in whatever you're in. And that's why I appreciate it. I need that in my life. And I
me
need
too.
To be more like that. Like, I'm confessing right now.
Everybody.
I need to be more stand firm and not, you know, let somebody wallow, you
yeah.
know. I need to be, I want to be more like that because that's how the Lord
yeah.
is.
Well, you know, we started out verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's what we've got to believe about him in our life, but that's what we have to believe he wants to be in other people's life.
Yes.
He has to be that for us all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it has to be full and complete because
yeah.
that's how we stand.
Yeah.
In that verse.
You remember that? I think of Jerry Spencer. I hope he's listening. You remember that song?
I don't.
The Lord is my light
and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Yeah.
I think I might have heard him do that somewhere. Revival or something.
Yeah. It's a whoa, whoa, whoa song.
But you know how the Lord, you know how the
oh,
Lord
yeah,
brought me
I'm
out? The Lord brought me out of the not loving as much through pride cometh before the fall.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, thinking, well, I'd never do that.
Mm-hmm.
End up doing the exact same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Look at, show me, in, you know, he's my mirror to look in, and he still does that
right.
all the time.
And will till we die.
So I'm trying to tread lightly on it sometimes,
yeah.
but, you know, I think with the flip side of it, he will put people in our life that we see the benefit of, okay, they're shooting it straight with me, but they're loving me.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that because it's growing me.
Yeah.
And then when he puts people in our life that does that to us, then it makes us want
to
do it to
other people.
People.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
yes.
actually, and I know all of you love me. I know Pastor Aaron loves me there. I'm not just only believing Miss Jeannie loves me in here, okay?
Thank you.
But I could give certain examples of each one of you, honestly, of
mm-hmm.
of that
right.
in my life. And I know that you do it in other people's life. And I don't know why I just felt led to say it. Just came out. But I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so important because for us to stand upon the Word of God in our own life, but also for the ones around
mm-hmm.
us.
And that's mm-hmm. where our beginning came from. Our walk with the Lord, a real one, it come from that place
mm-hmm.
where we love him now.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he first loved
Amen.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he does, if we're going to be his children, is we're going to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
And what he loved them first.
Amen.
Right. And one of the things we don't want to receive, I'm not saying that we do it, is the correction or the reproof mm-hmm. from the Lord or from other people. And somebody put on Facebook, I think it was Kaylee actually, it said, if you're easily offended, you're never going to grow. It's something like that. It's not exactly how it said it, but if you can't take correction mm-hmm. from somebody or and you get offended when they try to lovingly or from God correct you,
yeah.
then you can't go anywhere. You can't grow if you're going to be offended because God does that with every one of us. I've been corrected multiple times of thinking I'm doing the right thing or thinking I'm, and the Lord's like, you know, bring somebody into my life to correct me or, you know, told me himself or the conviction, whatever. That's love. We correct our children, you know, teachers correct students to keep order. God does it too, to shift us and to move us into what he has for us.
The only time that I, and I'm just thinking off the top of my head, the only time I've ever found myself offended was when somebody said something I really needed to hear
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to hear it.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I can't really think of very many times that I felt that way, but sometimes when the straight word, the correcting word mm-hmm. is spoken into a life, it's that word, you don't know what's in there until something touches
yep.
it.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
You know, but when the word of God is spoken directly into your life, it's going to touch something.
Yeah.
And you're going to respond to it one way or the other. You're going to be offended by it, or you're going to grab a hold
that's
of that
right.
thing and say,
here,
right. ooh, it's something getting ready to happen here. What is that? But see, that's the thing. And, you know, I read this book one time. It's called The Bait of Satan.
Uh-huh.
And when a trapper, a hunter, would set a trap for his prey, his fur friend or whatever, and he would set a trap. In the middle of that trap is this plate that they would put the bait on. That plate in the middle of that trap is called the offense.
Mm.
And I really realized when I read that book and read that definition, I really realized what being offended really is. It's a trap being set for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
You take the bait of that, mm-hmm. there's a trap getting ready to spring on your
mm-hmm.
life.
Yeah. Yes.
And you need to stay away. If someone says something to you and you find that stirring up, check first to make sure that they're not telling you the truth.
Right.
If they aren't, then go on.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be offended by it right. because it's a trap.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
And it hurts sometimes.
Yes,
you know, it
does.
Really does.
Yeah, who wants to face the fact that they're jealous of something?
Yeah, really.
Who wants to face that?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The quicker you face those things, mm-hmm. the easier.
In hindsight, a lot of times
you'll... On the other side of that.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, it's all right.
I apologize. Anyway, but... I'm sorry, Jeannie.
Is that a Louisiana word right there?
What?
Apologize.
You don't say apologize. I apologize. Just kind of goes together.
We just say, I'm sorry.
You replace the A with the I.
I was trying to be all proper, Jeannie.
I
know.
It up. I receive it.
I don't even know what I was going to say. I seriously don't. Let's go on to the verse 3. I really don't know what I was going to. It must not have been very important. Let's go
It
on.
Was. It was. It'll come back.
It will. Psalms 27:3. Though an now I gotta get tickled. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, kind of like what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
yet I will be confident. We have to be confident that the Lord knows what's best for us. And even though it hurts, and me, even though sometimes you don't I know what I was going to say. Here it comes. Sometimes, and then hindsight, you look back and you say, you know, even though that was a mess, mm-hmm. even though that hurt, even though I thought they were hurting me or they were, you know, now I see why God did it. Now I'm in a different place and it's good. And I know now that had to happen for me to be where I'm at now, you know. And so sometimes the correction, it feels like it's not right. It feels like somebody's offending me or it feels like, God, what are you doing? This doesn't, you know. And when we get out and we keep praising, you got to keep praising, keep staying in the Word, keep confessing, then you'll look back and you'll say, you know what? Even though that hurt, even though that didn't seem like it was God, it was. And it shifted me to where I am now.
Even, you know, the Lord's been showing me too, even when somebody else does something in the wrong motive,
right,
like they're telling the truth, but out of anger at you, right, or fleshly anger, or out of condemnation because they think they're more righteous than
right,
you, so they're going to point out all your flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Even in that, the Lord can use whatever truth is in that to lead us mm-hmm. and conform us to what
that's
he
right.
wants us
mm-hmm.
to be.
Right.
And that's hard. It's really hard, but it's so, I'm so thankful that mm-hmm. he will use, he doesn't just leave us there in that situation just to struggle and just to be hurt by someone or done wrong. He'll use that situation to conform Christ-likeness in us, and also through our love towards mm-hmm. that person to
right.
change
keep your heart right. Yeah.
I want to challenge. I want to throw a challenge because the Lord's not going to leave me alone on this. And when I was my stepchildren were young, that one was if she was to listen, she'd be going, "That's right, Mom." She was everywhere. She was always doing the wrong things, always. And one day someone came to me. And they began to tell me all the wrong things that she did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were right.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let them speak.
Mm.
Because you didn't earn the right to correct it. And what I mean by that is those people around us that we see that maybe they are off. Maybe they are doing all the wrong things. But begin to invest your compassion toward them by, first of all, let's pray for them.
Amen.
I mean, really, let's cry out for them. Lord, they're getting off here. Lord, they're going in the wrong direction here. I'm asking you to intervene in their life because they're on
it.
The path to destruction
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, put them on your path.
Mm-hmm.
Light it up so they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and then you begin to pray for them. Then when you're around them, what do you do? Hey, can we have coffee or something?
Yeah.
You know, begin to love on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the Lord will open a door
right.
for the correction
right.
to come,
mm-hmm.
and they'll hear you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hear you.
Preach
right.
it.
But don't just come up in there telling them what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Did Jesus do that?
No.
Did he just point out and say, this is your sin, but then walk away? He always
right.
would reach out his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He'd walk with, he walked mm-hmm. with the disciples. Like he called Satan a devil. Satan a devil. Satan is a devil. He called Peter a devil.
I love it. I love it. It is morning.
I'm sorry.
At Box 2.
See, the Lord humbles you all the time. No,
that was correction.
He corrects you. And both at the same time. He called Peter a devil. But that same Peter, he said, I'm praying for you.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
That your faith won't fail. And when he wasn't around, was thinking of him and saying, go get Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was checking on him, thinking about him, walking with him. You know, and it's like he encouraged him.
Yeah, it's just because someone else does the wrong thing, you're not off the hook.
Right.
You know, you still got a life to walk out with him. And it's not about what they do. It's about where you are and how you respond. You don't get away with anything.
Right. But I love what you said when you brought up, see, don't love them to death right here.
Yeah.
Don't do the fake love where you go over and say, oh, how you doing? And well, I just love you and all that in their madness.
Mm-hmm.
<Don't,
Yeah>.
But, you know what I'm saying?
Don't affirm.
Don't affirm where they're at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But begin to draw a relationship, but first with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer has to happen first because
right.
he won't set up and break down defenses for you
mm-hmm.
if you don't.
If you don't ask him.
I think that's what a true mother and father, I mean, sister and brother too. It specifically scripture says fathers don't provoke.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what is making me think, like when we only are willing to point out what's wrong, but we're not willing to love, we're not willing to walk, we're just provoking. But there's a reason why he said don't provoke. But there's so much scripture about restore.
Yeah.
You know, restore one another.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, it's
yeah,
kind of like
good.
The world, you know, saying all that. It's the world. The world loves you as long as you agree with them.
Yeah.
And then if you don't, they hate you.
Mm-hmm.
In the life with him as your Lord and your Savior, it's the opposite of that. You love them no matter what. You still love them.
Amen.
The way he did. The way he did.
And one of the greatest ways that we can love people that we don't know how to love,
mm-hmm.
people that we are unlovely.
And there are
They're
some.
Out there.
The Lord said they were out there.
Is begin to fight for them before the Lord. Amen. Call out their name before the throne.
You know, it's so amazing if you do those kind of things, how the Lord makes it right.
Yeah, it's powerful.
You know, the Lord will make that right.
The Lord will fight for you.
That's right.
And you may not be the one.
Yeah.
Well, I've been crying out for, Lord, move in Crystal's life, move in Crystal's life. And then he sends Hannah. I didn't get to do it. I didn't get to point out her fault. I don't know why.
He caused me to say a car term. I don't even know what it is.
That's right.
See how he uses us.
The Lord, that's why the Lord, I think,
the
a lot
foolish
of times,
thing. I'm the foolish thing.
I'm right here.
A lot of times the Lord doesn't, someone that's real close to us, we're not the one that gets to minister to them because they won't receive. The Lord knows who our prodigals will receive, mm-hmm. our husbands, our wives. Your coworkers, they know. It may not be you. You may be too close, or you may correct them wrong. You may be that little sensitivity area there is maybe, you know, it's not what they need. You know, Jeannie can speak to Hannah in a way I can't, or I can speak to Hannah in a way Jeannie can't. You know, it just, you know, and poor Karen, she keeps getting left out. Karen.
I'm not that prideful.
Karen speaks Karen, all the time.
Yeah, Karen's going to love her to let.
That's right.
She's going to love her to let.
Hey,
yeah.
No, well, that, I ought, well, speaking of, you know, it says, let another one exalt you. Someone was saying, like, amening Karen two different times of what she was saying earlier. I can't remember exactly what, but I know it was along the lines of when we were talking about, you know, back when we were talking about, I think, okay, I'm losing.
I know it.
We've done that a lot.
Loving them to death or loving them to life? Is that
yes.
Yeah.
Loving them to life. That's what it was.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
It's true.
And we do that all the time with our children, but when it's done to us as adults, it's a different, you know, feeling. It's a different, you know, it's because, well, I kind of know now. You know, I'm kind of like, I kind of know what I'm doing. But the Lord's like, no, you don't. Let me send Hannah into your life to say, you know. And so either I can receive that or I can be offended and never grow.
That's right.
I got to
and correction hurts.
Say this real quick, if I can, before I lose it. Because I don't know why we're losing it.
I don't like that face.
But do you notice how, like, when you really want to be the one to be used, a lot of times the Lord doesn't use you.
Right. Right.
Like, because oftentimes in Scripture, he used the ones who didn't see, like, they weren't seeking for it. Right. You know, mm-hmm. Gideon and just Moses. I mean, all of them. Like, and a lot of times, I think when we get really super zealous over, like, we want to be the one, like, mm-hmm. pride gets in sometimes, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. self-righteousness, or
that's
whatever
it is.
That's
why we should start in the prayer.
Yes.
That's right.
And just let the Lord, and that, I think that's why the Lord does a lot of times use people who aren't, like, the closest people mm-hmm. to
Yeah,
right.
The prayer is the way he uses you.
Hey, right. And there's another thing I wanted to bring up right here. Because if it could happen in our relationships, which is the greatest way, I'm just going to say. But if you've ever been corrected by the prophet that came to town, I'm just saying, there is another way that the Lord can bring correction in your life if you won't hear or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember that happened to me. It happened to me here. And it was sweet, though. And I knew his love for me. But he began to speak. And he said, there is this one thing. I said, don't say nothing else. Don't say nothing else. I know what the one thing is.
And it wasn't the good one thing.
But, then, you know, I love that word coming. So it can come by the anointing.
Yeah.
It can come by the gifts of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but that one is usually right out there in front of everybody.
Right.
Okay.
The one thing I love about the Lord is that, and then.
And then.
He said that, and then. And then after that.
We got a lot of interaction over here.
Praise God.
That's so there, I'll just read off some. I guess I don't have to read their names, but okay. Brother Robbie, he loves it when y'all get the giggles. And he also loves the Lord's corrections. So amen to
amen.
That. Someone said, so much encouragement and so much truth this morning. Hallelujah. I love those ladies. LOL. I listened to a podcast yesterday where one of the ladies said, oh, it might be one of you ladies. I don't know.
Yeah.
Said, if you have to give someone a hard word, deliver it like you suck sandwich, LOL. And that sounds silly, but basically you have two pieces of grace on the bottom and top of the hard thing you need to say. The top bread should be out of love and care, then the hard message in the middle. And so it's like Paul, basically. Paul would do the Oreo. That's kind
of
weird.
What they would have done with all our little extra things, LOL.
I should just say they're laughing. The bottom is more grace and encouragement. I really liked it. Maybe not the name, the suck part, but the concept. And she also said, if you can't do the top or bottom part of this sandwich, then you shouldn't be the one giving the message.
Ooh, yeah.
So if you can't give the love and you can't, you know, give the grace, then you don't need to be given the middle.
That's right. That's right.
That's good. Right. That's really good. That is good. I don't know what lady said that, but amen.
You're the,
I don't think it was us.
I don't think so.
But it's okay.
Yeah.
But that is so often what Paul, you know, mm-hmm. and he, when you see his love, how the Lord gave him that love for mm-hmm. the people.
It's know. Like a full meal. Right. You give them the full meal.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, here's Luke 10:42, cross-reference to the word one. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away. Yeah. So even that was the good one thing. Mm-hmm. You had the bad, not the bad, the correction one thing. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Hey, he loves those who he
That's
corrects.
Right. Yeah.
Someone sent Psalm 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble. Mm-hmm. I will deliver mm-hmm. thee, That's and great. Thou shalt glorify me.
Mm-hmm. Amen. In Psalms, just absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You could stay there.
It's
yeah.
packed with it. Yeah. yeah. And we could
Jeremiah
33:3,
what is it? Call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and incomprehensible.
Mm-hmm. That yeah, means are these just words?
No, they are life.
That's right. It's real life, though.
Well, it mm-hmm. makes your mind shift, mm-hmm. you know, because, I mean, we all go through the, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And the videos of what did I do? Why did I do? You know, whatever. And this is facing me and this is facing me. I mean, we've been through this. Seemed like when I came off the fast, it's like boom, 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 boom. It's like, whoa, you know, but it's okay. I mean, we're rejoicing our way through it and asking the Lord what, you know, and just keep speaking the word. I mean, like I said, if he says your tongue is the pen of a skillful writer, you are writing life. You are writing joy. You are shifting your Amen. Brain to stop thinking negative and start speaking positive mm-hmm. words of the Lord. Because just saying, oh, well, I'm not going to be sad today in yourself, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
But when you find the joy of the Lord is my strength, there is the word of God is active, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing whatever asunder. Yeah.
Asunder.
So that means it's going to pierce. It's going to do something different. Yeah. It's going to go into your spirit, man, and shift it. And you're going to let your body, your mind, will, and emotions take over. You're going to say, Spirit of the Lord, rise up within me. Mm-hmm. What is it? Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
You I know? Love that.
Yeah. And
I think it every time I start praising him, every time I start worshiping the Lord, every time I start telling him what he said.
That's right.
I think, all the enemies are falling all off. They're falling back.
I keep seeing, I don't know why, but all week long I keep thinking about Elijah and the day that they camped around him, the enemy came and camped around him, and he said, Lord, let my servants see.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just kept coming back to me all week long. What did the army of Elijah look like? I mean, I know it was the army of the Lord, but what did those people, what did they look like surrounding that area when all of these enemies had come for one man, and the Lord sent forth an army to protect him? And again, I mean, I think that I fall so short in that sometimes, believing that God, I forget how big he is. I forget how much he will fight for me. I forget mm-hmm. all of those things.
That's right.
It doesn't tell us, I don't think, mm-hmm. but I think the beauty of that story is that he didn't have to see.
Mm, right, mm-hmm. exactly.
He said, show him, show my servant. He needs to see something
right.
here.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he saw.
I think he knew.
Knew.
He or knew he had already seen. He had already
or
seen through
seen
something he's been through.
I don't know.
And that's why we three, and I don't mean to exclude you, you're young and we're seasoned. As far as we have been through more, many more trials than Hannah has because of her age, right?
Yeah.
And so, in those experiences, you know, things don't grow on the mountaintops. They grow in the valley. You know, they grow because you go through seasons. You go through times when it's you and Jesus, and that's all you have, him mm-hmm. and his word. You know, that's it. That's all you have. And that's when you begin mm-hmm. to, you know, tough times are hard. You know, we could all sit here and name, I've been through this, I've been through this, I've been through this, I've been through this. You know? And each battle that I have faced, even cancer, right now I have a prodigal, you know, just whatever that is out there that you are walking through, you know, through cancer. Every time I'd go get, you know, sit there and let them hook me up to chemo machines. You know, you just sit there, and in your mind you're going, God, I don't understand this. Right. It doesn't line up with what you say. Now, I could have just said, God, I'm mad at you. And for a season, I was kind of like hurt by God. Like, wait, this don't come on me, on Christians. You know, on me. You know, we're supposed to, we have faith. You know, is that not sanctiproud, maybe? You know, as far as like, anyway, that was a word from last week. But anyway, I'm not saying it's a God word. I'm just saying it was just something that the Lord showed me or gave me in a dream. Back to the subject is, you have to say, God, no matter what I go through, no matter what battle I face, I'm going to praise you in this storm. I'm going to keep saying, God, surely I would have fainted if I hadn't believed in the goodness of the Lord. Yeah, I went to Jeannie and, you know, like, you know, I don't want to say it was proud, but I felt like I was so special to God. And I am. I still am so special to God. But when that happened to me, I was like, wait, God, that I'm special to you. Wait a minute. You know, but the Lord's like, you know, and not that God did that. I'm not saying, I don't know what, you know, whether it was the enemy or whatever happened. We know it's not God to be sick. So it was the enemy that attacked me. But through that trial, I can tell you, it healed my marriage. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird, but Todd and I shifted in that. We grew in that. Honestly, the night, and I say this only to give glory to God, the night that I found out that the cancer was malignant, Todd and I were arguing. We weren't speaking to each other. He was on one side of the room and I was on the other. And we were not, to this day, we don't remember what the fight was about. Yeah. We tried to think what we were even arguing about. It. But in that moment, when I looked and it came up on my computer, actually, email, and I looked at Todd, I said, you know, this is what, and he just looked at me and the fight was gone. Right. And we came together in a way that was, God didn't need to use that to heal our marriage, but somehow it did. And I'm not saying that's the only thing that, but we got a mindset of the little things just don't matter. Right. When you face a mountain like this, you face a battle, it's like, who cares what we were mad at? Let's come together and begin to pray.
We got
some bigger mountains. It was probably something dumb, you know, and since then we think about, remember what we went through. And it don't matter, you know. Mm-hmm. And both of us shift and say, wait, you know, yeah, you're on my nerves, you know, or whatever. You know, I don't like the way you handled that, but I'm going to run to the Lord with it. And and it shifted something. I don't know. That's not the only thing that happened. My relationship with the Lord changed, and I can't tell you why. I mean, because I was a strong Christian before, I thought, you know what I'm saying. And when you go through situations, why you go through them, you'll never know. Why we face battles, but how we respond to those
still
battles.
In the battle zone.
Right, and we will be till Jesus comes.
I think
but
it shows
how you respond. Either you run to the Word, or you stay depressed, or you stay anxious, or you stay fearful.
Mm-hmm. I think those are places where you really realize how weak you are, and in those places, you walk through them weakly with Him. Right. But when you come out of them, you are stronger because of Him.
I thought of a song.
Here we go.
No, I'm not going to sing. But in response to the fact that she said that we're sitting in this room maybe seasoned just because we've lived a lot more life. And it's true in some ways. But the song that I thought of is one of my favorites. Is "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in
I
Jesus.
I love that. Yes.
How I proved Him.
More and more. And that's so true.
That's it.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Yeah. Okay.
We are at the heartbreak. So
already?
So we are going to go to our heartbreak, and we'll be back.
Well, we are back on this February 24th, 2026. We do have an answer for that first trivia question. And remember, the week's trivia questions are all courtesy of Brother Denny Ramsey, and all trivia answers are a number this week. So how many stones were on the breastplate of the priest? There was 12. Pastor Dwayne Kidd got that correct. 12 stones according to the names of the 12 tribes. While I'm going to turn it right back over to these ladies of God, but I'm going to read a second trivia question, and you are welcome to try to get that right too as they're talking. How many of the 10 leopards I'm sorry, how many of the 10 leopards that Jesus healed of leprosy came back and thanked him? How many of the 10 leopards that Jesus healed of leprosy came back and thanked him? 270-257-2689. Now back to the Tuesday morning, raise a hallelujah, Miss Crystal crew.
Raise a hallelujah, Miss Crystal crew.
Well, actually, Miss Crystal raised a hallelujah before we did.
The song came out. Yeah.
And you were worship leader at the time.
That song was for was for healing at that time, right, in that season, mm-hmm, because at that time we had Benji that was in a rough place. He had surgery. We also had April Dickerson's boy Reed,
Ron,
was in the hospital. And actually with Benji, we declared it in church one Sunday and we played it over him. And then actually Todd and I went to the hospital to see Reed, and bless his heart, it was just a bad situation at that time. He's healed. He's doing well.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
He's doing real
I
good.
I saw Randy the other day. Did you? I hadn't seen him forever.
Yeah. And we went to, and so honestly, he was in pain. Let's put it that way. And so Todd, we were around the bed talking with him, and Todd said, why don't you sing? Mm-hmm. And I was like, sing? I was praying. It was like, not right now. And he's like, no, sing Raise a Hallelujah. And it was so funny because when we'd sing Raise a Hallelujah, we raise a hallelujah.
Come on.
He'd stop, mm-hmm, and he would stop crying, and he'd be at perfect peace, mm-hmm, as long as we sang. And when we'd stop, he'd start crying again and be back in pain. And it was just miraculous, mm-hmm, to watch the Lord. He finally went on to sleep. And as we sang that song, there's power in songs when they're straight
the
from heaven.
When they've praise come up the out of, mm-hmm, they've come up out of something. The Lord has brought that up out of you in the midst of.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Raise a Hallelujah.
That's right. That was a miracle.
That was a real story.
Yeah.
A real desperate situation. And that raise, we will raise
a 4-year old,
little
boy that they said he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
And that song came up. They began to declare that song. Mm-hmm. Little boy's still alive today, doing well.
And there's other songs like that. You know, I think of Darlene Check when she went through cancer.
Right.
So that song that she wrote was birthed up out of there. And how many people that it brought healing to.
Right. It is well with my soul. That one was
my gosh.
That was a big
one. Was it lost 3 children, was it, and his wife, or 4 children, mm-hmm, whatever it was, mm-hmm, Spruill.
All their children, and his wife was the only one that came out of
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then their first son had died of a disease or whatever, and he's saying, as he looked out over the water, he's saying, it is well
with
you
my
know.
Soul.
Yeah. I mean, these are some.
We think we have problems, you know.
And some people have had these kinds of
of
issues and problems, and maybe your tongue needs to go to the place of the pen of the ready writer. You know, and let God birth something up out of you that actually becomes your declaration.
Right.
Write His words on the tablet of your heart, is what Habakkuk says.
Isn't it something?
Put it, you know, so you're speaking, your tongue is speaking. You know, it says my tongue is Psalms 45:1. My tongue is the pen. So as we speak with our tongue, we are writing what God says. You know, He says in Jeremiah 1, I'm watching over my word to perform it. Isaiah 55:11, my word will not return to me void. Mm-hmm. Speak it and declare it. And that's what we're doing this morning.
Well, you know, time, I can't remember when it was, where we were talking about Elijah, and God said, prophesy over these over these bones. Prophesy, speak a word, mm-hmm, speak a word over them.
Dry
speak
bones,
life,
come, mm-hmm,
and it is that. It's in everything. Yeah. Speak
that's
a word.
That story stayed with me last week.
Me too.
Ezekiel,
prophesy. Ezekiel 37.
Well, these can these bones live? He said, I
only you know,
Lord.
God.
I don't know. You know, I can almost see his demeanor. You know, see
because how many times have we been?
Is this
there?
A trick question?
That's right. Yeah. Well, I just want to put this out there. Hannah's doing Bible study right now. She'll be back at 8:30. But I wanted to give out my phone number if you want to. We've had several interacting already this morning, but I'll give you my number to text in 270-287-3042. That's 270-287-3042. If you want to interact with us some more till Hannah gets back, then you start texting, mm-hmm, Hannah. But she had to leave just for a little bit. She teaches our Bible study for 7th and 8th graders at Bethel during this time. Mm-hmm. So she'll be back at 8:30, though.
Right.
So
and,
do we have a guest?
Some of you know us. So just you can call those that know
Jeannie,
us.
Jeannie, Shelburne, Karen, Shrewsbury.
I try to look at it and make sure I catch you.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Do we have a guest today, Pastor Aaron? Okay. Okay,
he
I was just
no.
making sure. He
no.
said no. All okay. right, so we're yeah. in Psalms 27. We've been there all morning. We were supposed to do Acts, but I don't know. We always, you know, the beauty of this radio station is they love to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So it's so beautiful. Man plans his way, but the Lord orders our steps today. So that's what we're doing. And I'll just recap real quick. Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. And we've been just discussing that, breaking it down, just giving testimonies of our own lives, and just hopefully encouraging you this morning that no matter what you face, the Lord will fight for you. Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you as you hold your peace or be still.
The one thing I looked at to Croft's reference on that, and it's Psalms 3:6, and it says, makes me think of Elijah again. He says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we don't have that many after us, but now it depends on if you're in another country.
Depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
But where are you listening from?
Depends on how many they can talk in to being against you.
That's right. But the Word of God is rich.
Absolutely.
It is so, we already said it's alive. And it is. And within every word, God said, that's if someone will take that,
right,
hold it, believe it, begin to declare that what I said is true over
Amen.
What they think and what's happening around you,
yeah.
He said, I won't let that go void.
That's right.
I'm not going to let that fall.
Yeah.
It's not going to, it's going to go. Yeah, I love this. He says it's going to go just like I said. Right.
Exactly like I said. I like it.
Just wanted to do a quick update on the second trivia question. There was an answer. It was one healed leper, and it was from Miss Jeannie's good friend, Amber Weldon.
Ooh,
in Louisville.
Hey.
Go Amber.
Good morning, Amber. Glad you're listening.
Morning, Amber.
Morning, Amber. But that part where it says in verse 3, yet I will be confident. We have to be assured that God is going to do. It says in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, without being confident, we started out with the bottom verse of 13 that says, I would have fainted if I hadn't believed. We have to believe that God's going to do what he says he's going to do.
And, when you said that, I just thought of this. In the beginning, when we took hold of God's word and we said, okay, if I don't faint right here, how's the scripture go?
I would have fainted
if I hadn't believed.
This is a different version.
I'd see the goodness of God in the land of the living.
Yeah.
When we started holding tight to that word that said that,
right?
And I do quote that word a lot.
Amen.
It didn't have the power that it has today.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because my faith grew.
Right.
And that's what you got to see today. When you began to step out and go, I do believe what God said, grab hold of it, begin to declare it for yourself over your
prophesy.
Life. Over, yeah, that's right. But look.
Can these bones live?
It will look a little different the 500th time you take that scripture and say, I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Right.
So my conversation's changing. My things, what's happening? My confidence in him, he's proved himself over and over. All of a sudden, you can't pry that out of me.
Right.
I believe it with everything I got. But it doesn't start that way. And
no.
that's what I need you to hear today, because some of our conversations sounds like we're there.
We just know where to go.
We've gone there so many times that our confidence and faith has grown so much in that.
Right.
So keep turning. Keep going. Keep picking it up. Keep declaring. Keep go back and read it again.
Yes.
I really encourage you to do that.
Psalms 90, and it makes me think of what you're saying there, Jeannie. Psalms 90:17 says, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. And, I know he's probably talking about our work out in the field, but, again, the word you're speaking there, when you go in there, if I hadn't believed, I would have fainted if I hadn't believed, and keep saying it, and keep saying it, keep grab that word and keep saying it. That's a work in your life, too.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, I love that because it's almost like I thought, well, that would be a perfect prayer to pray.
Right.
You know, Lord, establish the work of our hands upon us. Establish that. You know, again, when I'm going through something, I do a work. When I go into, I'm going to work my way out of this with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work my way out of this by praising the Lord. I'm going to work my way out.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, that's what this is saying to me, is that as I work, establish it on
right.
me. As I do this work, and it says, yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it.
Mm-hmm.
Establish. And he said, I'm going to write my word upon your heart. So let it be that, you know, let the hope of it and the blessing of it be that, and ask the Lord to establish the work of your hand on you.
Right.
I was looking up a scripture. I was trying to find it, but when I think it was Paul that said, you know, when we fight, here it is. It's right in front of me. 1 Corinthians 9, he said, we're running, this is a race.
Uh-huh.
That we're fighting a fight.
Uh-huh.
We're fighting the fight of faith. That is our fight. Our fight is not to win over our enemy.
Mm-mm.
Our fight is not to go really fight the devil and everything he's doing. Don't give him that kind of chase.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But give the chase the faith in God and what his word says and
right.
what he said he would do. In 1 Corinthians, he said, we're not running like we don't know what to do here, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting, but we're not fighting like we're beating the air. We don't
right.
know what we're trying to hit,
He's
but we're
right.
going to hit something.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, he said, we know exactly where our faith is going. And
mm-hmm.
that is the important thing for whoever's listening today. Know what you have put your faith in. Know exactly
mm-hmm.
where it's going. Use it like a tool. And pull it out and begin to declare it into. Your faith in what God has said is everything.
Absolutely.
It is, because he called things that be not as though they were.
Were.
So
That's
your
right.
faith in him is going to be beyond this natural plane.
Amen.
Man, it's great.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's life.
Years ago, I think there was a song. Here we go with the song.
Here we go.
David Ingle. This is probably...
I remember
70s, 80s, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there was a song, and it would come, I think it was Kenneth Hagin that had it at the beginning of his program, and it'd say, the Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance, what I feel or see, the Word is working mightily in me. And the scripture that goes with that is Colossians 1 and 29, I'm trying to get there, and it said, well, starting 28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
is working in us
that's right.
mightily. And so that's why, you know, we come to the radio station with nothing in our minds. I mean, I did have a scripture, but it's wonderful how God wants to work in people. And so he sets things up for us. He sets things up and says, let my word work in you through what I'm telling you today.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, don't be afraid. What are you walking in fear for? God is going, he's the strength of your life today. Let's go on to verse 4. We are in Psalms 27:4. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days mm-hmm. of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing, it should be the main thing that I have desired.
Love the Lord your God.
That's
all
right.
your heart, all your mind, all your soul,
That's
all
right.
your strength.
Yes. Amen. That we can dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. How are we going to do that? Through his word, through worship, whatever, you're going to gaze upon the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
I love the word inquire.
Right.
I love that. I love that he just didn't say, come be in church.
Mm-hmm.
Come be in my presence. But it's to inquire
right.
in his temple. Look, God's got your answers.
That's right.
He is. And he doesn't mind your questions.
The wisdom, yes.
He does not mind your questions. So, yeah, we're full of questions sometimes.
Right.
But I want to encourage you, stay beyond the question.
Right.
Don't just give him the question.
One thing I think, you know, he's talking about that word inquire. The definition of it, one of them is to plow.
Yeah, I see that.
to plow.
Break forth.
To break forth.
That's breaking ground.
And to inspect.
Right.
Search and seek out.
Right. Yeah.
See, we don't. We want the answer to come quick. We want it right now.
Yesterday.
And we want somebody else to tell us so we don't have to go dig it out of the Bible.
And you know, that's the thing. You know, we say it many times about sometimes we'll come in here with, you know, not a word ready, but, you know, trusting the Lord to do it. But, you know, the thing of it is that doesn't just come. That's not a flippant thing. That's not flippant, because we've spent the week in the Word. Right. You know, this is bringing us back to, again, a place we've talked about before, is that God's going to fight for me, but I've got to do something too.
That's right.
God will show up for me when I'm not, feel like I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. He'll fight. He'll come forth, and he'll provide for me a word that needs to be spoken. But there's something I've had to do before that.
Right.
You know, I've made myself ready to be, for him to flow through. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I need to hear it. But the thing is that God's not just a wishing well.
No.
Come on.
He's not just something that we pull out of the sky and grab a hold of when we want a word for somebody.
Right, right.
God set this thing up for him and me.
That's right.
It's me and him and him and me. Mm-hmm. And I can't just walk around in my life thinking God's going to bless me if I haven't praised him.
Right.
You know, there's another scripture here that goes along with that. Goes along with 4 that I have a cross-reference on. And it's Psalm 65:4, and it says, "Blessed is the man who you choose and causes you to approach, that he may dwell in your courts." How did we get here? Well, the Spirit of God drew us here.
That's right.
Okay, so you know that. But he says, he may dwell, that word dwell, you're going to take up house, you're going to stay with this thing, you're not going to run in and out, you're not going to leave when it gets bad, and you're going to come back when it gets bad.
That's right.
But he said, you're going to dwell in his courts. He said, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house.
Amen.
What does that mean? Of your holy temple. That means if you'll make him your dwelling place, if you'll let your temple be his dwelling place, if you are not going anywhere, let me say it like that, that you're not here just for what you can get, but you're here because you love him and you're going to abide here.
Right. Right.
There is a goodness of the house.
That's right. That's right.
Their blessing is going to hit your life. Things you did not ask for.
Right.
Things got took care of without you.
That's right.
I didn't even pray. Did you ever find yourself going, he moved and I didn't even pray? Right?
Right.
Well, it's the goodness of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's the goodness of being in his presence and you weren't leaving.
That's right.
Come
and
on.
Remind yourself of what he's done for you before.
Yes.
You know, reminding yourself of the testimonies that God. That's why I like to share things. I'm not trying to just put my business out there. I don't care. I'm an open book. But what I'm saying is I know what God has done. I know his heart and I know his hand. I want his heart. But I'm just saying, I know his hand is there for me, too, because he does take care of me. When I was single for 14 years, and I had a husband, and his name was Jesus Christ, and he took care of everything for me and provided for me and restored everything back to me. And then he even gave me an awesome natural husband, you know. And so God will take care of things as we remember the goodness of the Lord. And that's kind of what it's saying. You're satisfied with the goodness. Remember what he's done for you.
Satisfied.
Who was it that had that song? I know Karen Wheaton did it. He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
If you just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, hasn't he always come through for you?
Mm-hmm.
He'll do it again.
You talking about a song I heard. There's one I heard, and every time I hear it, it just does something to me. I heard it this morning. It's as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
Amen.
I mean, that every time. I mean, that's a song that just grabs a hold of me and just pulls me toward that place.
Right.
Yeah. At that point, your problem doesn't have anything to do with what's happening right
now.
No,
I'm in a totally different place than where I've been sitting.
That's why you can be one way one minute and another way the next. You know, I can be in such a bad situation.
Right.
Or in my own thinking, it's just a down day.
Right.
I'm down today.
Yeah.
And I can walk out here and start talking Jesus with you gals.
Absolutely.
And I can't even find that down day. I don't know where that thing
exactly.
went. When I leave here, I may find it again. Right. But for now, while we're speaking of him, this is what we're talking about. It's in the words that we have mingled in our hearts, and it's caused us to trust in him in a way. And so we start talking about it. What happens? The problem just doesn't compare to where we are with him right now.
Right. And you know, you might walk outside and it might still be there, but you know what?
It might not be there.
It's going to be different no matter what.
You're going to see it different.
Yeah, something changed.
Yeah. Because all my focus, all my attention is on the one I love and not on the problems and not on getting answers and not on. There's nothing wrong with getting, but you'll set yourself with him that way that you, Lord, you're enough.
You know, in verse 4, it talks about that place. To behold the beauty of the Lord. That word beauty means the delight. The delight of the Lord. To behold the delight of him in my life. To behold that place.
Karen loves the word behold, by the way. I just need to tell people.
Well, I love the word established now. And, you know, that word that says compass about. I love that word, too. I love the way God talks.
I do, too.
I love the therefores and all of that stuff. Yeah. We're bits.
Yeah. We're bits.
And henceforth, I love that one.
I prayed a long time to get me a therefore in my life, and I finally got one.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I know we're staying with the word, but one of the lines in that same song, He'll Do It Again, is it says, he's the same God as then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's that new song out called Same God, where it says, I'm calling on the God of Jacob.
Yes.
I'm calling, you know, it says, who loves throughout generations. You know, he goes on and on. He calls different ways. I call him the God of Mary, the God of David, you know, and remembering the stories where God brought them out and through things. And that's why you get in the Word and to read testimonies and read miracles, because we all need to hear those. You know, if you're down today and maybe you're, I don't know, I'm throwing something out there. Maybe your marriage is in trouble. You run across somebody that has the Word in them and they begin to tell you, you know what, my marriage was in trouble too, but let me tell you what God did. Now, my story's different, but the same God that healed my marriage will heal your marriage, you know, and it's just having that life to give to somebody else. First of all, getting yourself out of the mess, and remember the same God that brought Jeannie and Karen through their miracles and their situations is the same God that brought me through ours.
But, you know, and again, those places are still there. They still come about in your life and everything. But one of the delights that I've discovered is that even though this morning when I heard that song again, as the deer panteth for, I wasn't in a bad place.
No.
You know, and it just lifted me up.
That's
even
when you're
higher.
About to find victory.
Yeah, and that's you know, it was that place. You know, Hannah says it every. I don't know if she says it every day, but she said, "I'm full of gratitude." And you know, it was that place when I looked at something this morning, and it wasn't a big thing, but I looked at it and I thought, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Praise
you for your word.
Thank you for that. Thank you for showing me that." And it's that place where. No matter what, he's still the same. No matter what, if you're in a low place, you're in a medium place, or you're standing on the mountain, he's still the same, and he's going to do it again.
Amen.
Every time you go toward him, he pulls you up, no matter where you are today.
That's right.
No matter. Praise him. Praise his name.
Right. Yeah. You know, last week we laughed about it. And then we took it a little bit more serious when Jeannie said, I adjusted myself, you know, and sometimes we just have to come in here and adjust, not come in here. We have to just wake up, I should say. She came in here and said that, but it's what I meant. But anyway, we wake up in the morning one way and maybe it's not full of joy. And we adjust ourselves to say, wait, that's not what the word says. This isn't what God says in his word. It doesn't line up. My thinking right now does not line up. Even self-condemnation over I did something or, man, I just can't do things right or whatever you're going through. adjust your mind to say, wait, I'm a child of the Most High God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and we adjust ourselves. Well, were you going to say something? No,
well,
go ahead.
I was just going to encourage you. You know, I've heard these words before, and I probably said them to myself before. But, you know, we're saying these things. We're saying, you know, come on, let's praise God through our storm. Let's grab hold of His Word and get established in it through our problems and stuff. And some I've heard some people say, you know, I say, you just need to praise Him. Mm-hmm. You just need to praise Him right now, today, right now. And they'll say, well, I just don't have anything to praise Him about. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Mm-hmm.
Your breath in your lungs?
Look, I mean, it is. I always say this in groups that I lead. I always start off with somebody praise Him for something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do that is because I learned in my own personal life that that praise has to come up in spite of my trouble.
That's right.
In spite of my problems.
Right.
Your victory and your overcoming will begin there. It will begin with the fact that you can pull up a worship and a praise for Him in spite of where you are.
How I feel or see.
Mm-hmm. You've got to get this, because if you don't, you're not going to see the victory.
That's right.
Here, you might get a little taste here and there. Somebody probably prayed you through, if you want to know the truth.
One day up, one day down. Yeah.
But the life of God that's in you, that He wants you to walk this earth as that overcomer, as that more than a conqueror.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As the one who is in His kingdom and not of this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to have to know who He is to you, and be able to declare Him no matter what.
You know, I was thinking of another song. I think I had it on my thing playing as I was moving around. But another song came out, and it was the one we sang at Sunday. And it says, all my life you've been faithful. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All my life you've been faithful. You know, and I got to thinking about that. And I thought, you know, even when I wasn't walking with you, Lord, you still made the rain, it still rained on
still
me,
rained.
And the sun still shone on me. Even when I didn't know you, you still blessed me.
Amen. That's right.
I think of you every time I hear that song.
I love that song.
Every time I hear that song, I think of you.
Oh, goodness of the Lord.
All my life.
Yeah. All my life you have been faithful. That's a good song. Psalm 16:8, because we're talking about getting the word in you so that you will not be shaken.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Adjust yourself today. I mean, seriously, go after the one thing. Get your mind off of everything and all the bad things and just say, God, I have set the Lord always before me. And you have to get up in the morning and determine that today I'm going to set my mind on the Lord before me, because He is at my right hand. He's the one's going to bring me through. I shall not be shaken. What is it? I shall not be moved.
You know what? These kinds of scriptures right here, I know, came from Him in the same places that we are.
That's right.
These things birthed up out of David in the midst of what he was going through. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is for us.
It is.
And so, when I get up in the morning and I say, Lord, you haven't changed none.
That's right.
So if you haven't changed, I'm okay.
Yes.
And, you know, those words, they sound kind of clever and they sound whatever, and everybody's
but you
like,
mean them. Yeah.
But here's the thing. When they first were said, they were being said in the midst of.
That's right.
You understand? In the midst of what I was going through, I went, Jeannie, the Lord has not changed. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm all right.
That's right.
You're all right.
Right. I'm going to set my mind on the Lord. Yeah. Amen. And I'm going to run after Him. Right, He's at my right hand, and I will not be shaken.
And, you know,
because
those
circumstances
days,
can shake you. I mean, they literally can. They can just knock you off your rocker if you're not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can get one text, one phone call, whatever. Somebody show up, and your whole world changes. Mm. You know, I got one text, and I had to go through a year process of bad stuff. Anyway, and so, but one thing like that can change. What was I going to do? I'm going to praise Him in my storm.
That's
and I
right.
determined to, and please, no glory to me. I'm just telling you how the Lord caused me to not be shaken. Yes, there were down times. Yes, I cried at times. Yes, it was, you know, but I determined to sing every Sunday And I know you can say, well, that was just you wanting to be on the stage. No, I determined I am not going to let the devil take my praise. Mm-hmm. I am not. So every Sunday, no hair on my head with a scar or hat or whatever I had.
Yeah.
Dark circles under my eyes, you know.
She looks just, bad. I know.
It was rough. And I got up there, and I said, and a couple of Sundays, thank God for the grace of the worship leader, he let me continue. My voice would crack because of what I was going through. Mm-hmm. But I kept singing.
Amen.
And I kept singing. And it was hard sometimes. It was hard to get up and go, but I was like, you're not going to steal my praise.
Come
you are
on,
not.
Right.
I think I missed one Sunday.
Somebody
one
needs
Sunday,
to hear that word
yeah,
today.
I said, you are not going to steal my praise. And mm-hmm. and like I said, it wasn't easy. But every time I would just get the joy of the Lord once I did. And mm-hmm. I was like able to face the rest of the time I had
right.
to go through.
Changed.
You know, and I still, you know, we have to get to those places. It's not just so I could sing. It may sound like that, but it was like my praise. It was my everything to God. It was what had to come out of me. God, I have to praise you. And I was not, and I will not be shaken. Mm-hmm. Yes, some days I was shaken. You know, I can remember crying one time. I called God, I don't want to do this no more.
You know? But you had to stand on that foundation.
That's right.
Or you were going to sing.
I had to set my eyes before the Lord because he was at my right hand.
I told, mm-hmm. I think I told this to Karen yesterday. I'm not sure who I told it to. But, you know, some people are really facing some really difficult things. You know, like
yes.
you said the C word, you know, the cancer word. It's out there.
Everywhere.
It's out there everywhere. People are dying from it. So we're not making light of none of it.
No.
And people are going through hard divorces, or they're losing the house because they don't have an income.
Right.
That's huge.
Lose your
right
job.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, just the poorest place that you can think of, mm-hmm. they cannot afford it.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot. So these, we're not saying, this is okay. All you have to do is confess this word and everything's going to be okay.
No.
We're it's pressing possible. Into a relationship.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be okay
right.
because he has not changed. But you have got to hold to him or you will be shaken in this hour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to hold to him or you will be moved.
Right.
You know, and I can't stress that enough. So, you know, I was telling her about a story I heard years ago. And, you know, I can't verify it. I can't say it's true or not. But I heard it. I think it was true. And he said this woman, she was dying. She was not well.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, I don't know, I can't remember what she had. But she said this stuck with me. She said, carry me in and put me on the front pew of the church.
Mm.
I'm going to die
in the presence
of the Lord.
Awesome.
This was this week I heard this. This woman said she didn't want to live. Yeah, this was out on, I don't know, something, Facebook or something. And she said, I didn't want to live. And I just didn't have anything to live for.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so real with it. And she said, and I sat down to the piano, and I only knew two chords. And I started playing those two chords. And she said, I heard myself say.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you heard me say that? I heard myself say, if this is my funeral day, I'm going to die speaking in tongues.
Woo!
Oh my gosh. I mean, what? These are the words of desperation.
Yes.
And these are the words of a coming out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, because really, live or die this day, I'm yours.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm
to
yours.
Live for Christ.
So I'm not making light of it.
Right.
I'm just saying, hold him.
Yeah.
Hold
no
tight to
the
him.
Circumstances.
Yes.
Praise your way.
Those are life altering words that he gives. You know, when
right.
You find yourself in that place and he gives you a word. Mine was, be a doer of my word and not a hearer only.
Mm-hmm.
That pulled me out of a deep, dark place.
Wow.
But it was my way out.
That's right.
And it is also the way of maintaining where you are.
That's right.
That's the way this lady got to. She said the next line came. And by the time the second line came,
she was out of
there.
She
was gone.
She was coming out. You ought to see her now.
Oh, she's
a worshiper.
Awesome.
She can play more than two chords now.
Yeah.
Well, here's some more of the word. Jeremiah 29:11. How famous a scripture, but listen to it. It's prophesying. It's speaking.
Uh-huh.
For I know the plans I have for you,
uh-huh.
declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. I'm going to King James. I like King James better. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We have a good future. Mine does. The other translation does say, to give you a future and a hope. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your, what is all? All. Everything you run after in every circumstance and everything you do. Find scriptures on it. Just begin to go. If you're not feeling well, then go get healing scriptures. If you're going through financial situations, see what God says, and he'll show you what you need to do to come out of it. He's done it with me. He'll do it with you. He's done it with Jeannie, Karen, Hannah, all of us in here. Miss Hannah's back with us, by the way.
We are going to let you talk.
Oh, I'm talking to listeners. Chime in.
Well, they said something about when Tiffany was on the other day. We didn't let her talk.
She sang.
She walked in the middle of this. I was like, you just have to jump in.
Yeah, you better jump.
Just let the Lord talk. Yeah, that's all we care about.
Do we want to finish this chapter? Or are we going to just...
No.
We'll be back next week.
Can I read a scripture?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you were talking about that you won't break, or if you hold on, I can't remember how you worded it.
You won't be shaken.
But it reminded me of this scripture. It's in Psalms about the palm tree. That's what came to me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. This implies resilience and the ability to withstand storms without breaking. Because that's the whole thing about, you know, a palm tree.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what came to me was the palm tree is, you know, we may bend, but we won't break.
Right. Yeah.
We won't break.
And, you know, I think you have them here, too, but in Louisiana, we have pine trees, and pine trees break very easily. And the reason is they don't have a deep root. Their root is very, very shallow, where the oaks have deep roots, and a pine will break and fall over just with the blow of a wind.
From the roots down.
Yeah. So you have to have roots. You have to get the word down in you so that you will not be shaken. That is Psalm 16:8, if you need it. It says, I will not be shaken.
Mm-hmm. Look,
go out on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go out on your porch and sit down and watch the trees sway in the wind. That's where I learned that. Uh-huh. I was sitting there watching a big old tree sway in the wind. I'm like, that's how my life's supposed to be.
When I first started my journey, y'all have heard this before, but I didn't know what to do. Everybody was saying, confess the word. I have no idea what word. I haven't been in the word of God long enough to even find a scripture to talk about. I don't know nothing.
Some of them
don't
make sense.
That's right. I know nothing. And so what did I opened my Bible to Psalms, where we are today.
Right.
Amen. And I began to pace up and down in my apartment, just reading the Psalms out loud, knowing nothing.
Yeah.
And as I read them, I could physically feel myself strengthening and coming alive.
Amen.
Amen. So sometimes you it's not what you know, it's where you went.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
And they always say start in Psalms, Proverbs, and John.
If
you do that, or even the Gospels, however, if you do that, you're going to be encouraged through Psalms, you're going to have wisdom through Proverbs, and you're going to get depth through the Gospels or John.
If
or
you don't get better reading Psalms, call me.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I like about that reading out loud thing, and it goes back to stuff we've been, is that when you read that out loud, you are prophesying the word in your house.
That's right.
You're speaking that word over your house, over your surroundings, where you live. Mm-hmm. And it is something that changes the air you breathe in your house.
You'll start speaking stronger and stronger.
Things change in your own house when you speak the word all by yourself out loud in your house or your car.
That's right.
Or your cubicle. It's a pen.
Mm-hmm. I like King James there. Ready writer.
That's what I like.
Ready writer.
Amen. Well, Tiffany chimed in here.
Tiffany.
I'm trying to get her stirred up.
See. She said, y'all are hilarious. I didn't mind at all being in the middle of that last week. I love you. Tell them to talk it up. Joy overflowing.
Yeah.
So
we loved your song, too.
And there was another Miss Michelle. Love hearing from her. I just love people that I only cross paths with them through the radio. Like that's just, they were just tuned in one day. I had no other connection with them. But I love Miss Michelle. She said, so many truth nuggets this morning. I want to write them all down, but it's hard when you're firing on all cylinders. She's a truck driver. So
that was language for her.
Such a blessing to have the refilling this morning.
Amen. That's awesome.
Amen.
Well, you're talking about confessing. Romans 10:5. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith,
Listen to this. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven or who will descend into the abyss to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you and in your mouth and in your heart. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, this is where I wanted to get to. Romans 10:10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confessing the word, speaking the word. You know, we did this Wednesday night and it just, I have 10,000 scriptures, so we're not going to do all that, but it says he sent out his word and what did he do? He confessed it out. We speak it out. We read it, get it in our hearts, mm-hmm. let it become our foundation. It says Psalms 119:9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word. Your word, oh God, I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin. How do we not sin? We heed the word. We don't. Right. We put it in our heart.
Hide it in our heart.
Uh-huh. And you know, and you said that, from the heart, man believes. Mm-hmm. And with the mouth,
he confesses.
You confess what you believe.
That's right.
And, of course, the Bible tells us out of the abundance of the heart. If you want to know where you're at, just listen to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and for me, that was an eye-opening thing. When I saw and heard mm-hmm. what Jeannie was saying, mm-hmm. as here's what the Lord said to me, because I was praying. You know, we do prayer like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, I don't know what to do. Yeah. And so, but here's what he said to me. You pray like I have no power. That's what he said to me. I went, okay, I'm listening. So, he even that by his grace, his spirit will lead you away from where you're going. Mm-hmm. I was in prayer. And he said, you pray like I have no power.
I kept doing that after a situation where I had, I messed up in a situation. I had sinned. And I couldn't get over it. I kept feeling so guilty. I knew there is therefore now no condemnation. But that what I did messed me up. It was sin. And I knew it. And I was on the altar at my church back home in Louisiana, and oh God, forgive me. And I'd done it probably, I don't know how long. And I've been talking about over a year praising the Lord and yada, but that thing kept holding on to me, and kept pulling me back down. And I'd come out of it and pull me back down. And I was on the altar one time, kind of like what you're saying. And I was, oh God, I just, and I just felt so strong in my spirit. The Lord said, when you say that, I haven't for, how did he say it? I don't remember how it was now, exact words, but it says, you're discounting everything I did on the cross. If you can't accept my forgiveness, you're saying what I did on the cross wasn't enough for you. And man, it set me free. And I was like, God, forgive me for that. Amen. Forgive me for not realizing that you took it. You took it, and I don't have to. And I was in the Lord for a while. I knew what forgiveness was. I knew the cross. But when you walk in guilt and that thing kept oppressing me.
That wasn't what he was after.
Yeah, the Lord was like, let it go.
Right.
I did it already. How many times you gonna come to me and say, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me? And somebody out there might need to hear that this morning. It holds you back. It really does.
Amen.
It puts a barrier between you and the Lord.
It's a rock around your neck.
It was. It would pull me back down. And the Lord spoke strongly to me that day. And I speak it to you today.
Amen.
When you say that you're not forgiven or you can't forgive yourself, that was what I was doing. God forgave me, but I wasn't forgiving myself. You're saying that what I did on the cross didn't count. Mm.
You were actually not receiving it.
Right.
You weren't. Because
to
receive something, you must take it.
That's right.
And they weren't. You know it, but you don't take it.
That's right.
And, a similar thing happened to me, same way. And as I was repenting of something that I had repented of many times already, I was at the altar repenting, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, get up from there.
That's right.
And start living.
Yeah.
The Lord.
And I saw it, man. I saw
what's what that
I
scripture
doing.
In Deuteronomy? How long are you going to stay at this mountain? Pick yourself up and go in and possess the land.
There was a time when it was the same kind of thing here. And you know how I love the build you a memorial unto the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Karen's got most rocks on the altar.
And but see, that's what he told me. He said, I was up there again for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you'll throw that rock on the altar,
you'll build me a memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Amen.
And that's what it is, because that's the place where you go beyond just knowing something. That's the place where you reach out and you grab what he's done and what he said. But I'll never forget it. If you'll throw that rock on that altar,
that's good, Karen,
then you will build me a memorial.
Do you remember when we did that in our Bible study? Where I gave everybody rocks, and then we all sat around in this little campfire setting, and we all took our rocks to the center of the room and put them down.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were done, we had a memorial.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It was a good.
You know what?
To this day, it stands.
I love that, too.
I don't know. I'll have to call Tina to see if it still stands. We did it at her house.
It's the truth. When we do something like that, we are building a memorial unto the Lord. Mm,
amen.
When we obey him, when we praise him, there is something being built for him through our life.
And you have to leave something there. Mm,
absolutely.
Or it's not a memorial.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have to leave something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
gonna preach.
That's good. That's good. I've had those in my life too. And
but I mean, isn't it incredible how he does what he does? Mm-hmm. If you'll get rid of that big heavy rock that's hanging around your neck or tied around your ankle, you'll be praising me with it.
Yes.
Because you're accepting what he's done for you.
That's right.
And it's incredible.
When you see that there's distance between you and that thing. When you see that you're away from it, because sometimes it's like it's just the noise is too loud and the heaviness, but once you get out of that, you don't want to go back
to it.
Right.
That's
right. So then you don't want to go back to repeating that same sin anymore.
That's right.
When you, what y'all are talking about is so good, because I've experienced that. I walked with it for so long, and then I would go back to it because I was tired of feeling the heaviness of it. And I would go back to it, and then I would feel conviction again, and it was a reciprocal cycle. It was one of those cycles. But then when I finally broke out of that shame and the condemnation and received the power of the blood, the cross that he's covered then I was able to really break free from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Then you can look and you can see you're not, it's not a part of you anymore.
And the incredible thing is then you can share it with your brothers and strengthen them because
Amen.
Of it.
Amen. Amen. That's
see,
what we said.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
it's great.
The power of the cross.
Amen.
Just the mention makes a way.
Somebody, I guess that song was playing because somebody texted in when I was gone and said powerful song or great song.
It's the power in the, it's the power of the name of Jesus. Yeah, it played
I think
on
after
the break.
On the break or something.
I did keep my headphones on.
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I do. I always keep one in just in case. But let's Luke 24:44 says that Jesus opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Mm. It's the Spirit of God that helps you. So maybe you're starting out, maybe, and I know we talk about the word all the time, but that's all there is. God says in Psalms, I think it's 138, it says, He exalts his word above everything else.
In the beginning was the word.
That's right.
And so as you begin to, or maybe you used to, or maybe you're just in a place where you just get in there and say, God, open up the scriptures to me today so that I may comprehend them. And he will. He will.
I'm sensing something here. I don't know, because we've covered so much about.
We always do.
But, I think people, obviously from her text, they're really, really gravitating toward what we're saying today.
Yeah.
And I think we should pray.
That's what I was feeling.
Do you
too.
Feel it?
There was a few specific requests that came in.
Yeah.
But whatever y'all feel led to pray, because there's a lot of people going through.
Well, we've got 5 minutes, so that all of us could end up praying for sure. So why don't you go with those?
I'll start with these.
Yes.
And then I will, just in case. I think these are okay to not be anonymous because they asked for it. So the first one, Lord, we lift up little Addison. Addison Higdon, Lord, she's been having the flu and since she had it last Wednesday, had a fever every day of over, got up to 104.5.
Ooh.
So it's just, not going away right now. But Lord, we just lift her up to you right now, God. And we pray, we let her stand in the gap for everyone, Lord, that's having flu right now. Sickness, Lord, that's viruses that seem to be going, temperatures out of the roof, Lord. They seem to not be going anywhere. Lord, we pray that whatever this is, Lord, we know that you are bigger, you are stronger than this. this, Lord. And we just pray for their bodies to become whole, Lord, to line up with what your word says about them,
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Jesus. Bring peace to their body. Bring wholeness to their body. Bring peace to the chaos that's raging in their body, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that your blood speaks a better word over
yes,
them, Lord.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And then the next one was for, it was for Christians, missionaries, and for all the Americans that are in Mexico. I don't know what's going on.
They killed the cartel leader, and so the
riots.
Cartel is now reacting, blowing up cars, killing people, doing all
so
kinds of stuff.
So they want to pray, listener, yeah. for all of those. So does somebody want to?
Father, we just
yes.
thank you right now in the name of Jesus,
you,
that
Jesus.
God, the enemy has to flee.
Yes.
And God, we just thank you that God, this demonic force that's going forth to destroy, to steal, mm-hmm. to kill and destroy, God, I thank you that Father God, you put an end to it.
Yes,
that God,
Jesus.
The very source, the very root, wherever it's coming from, God, we pray for Mexico. Lord, we lift them up to you,
yes,
God,
Jesus.
And we ask you, Lord, to let your hand be upon them. I know there's Christians there. I know mm-hmm. there are people there that are praying, God. And Lord, we come in agreement with their prayers, God, that this ends quickly, God,
yes.
that you'll give the officials or the leaders or the military,
yes,
whatever, wisdom of what to do, Father God. They killed the source, the main head, and God, now the others are reacting, and we just come against that in the name of Jesus. We do spiritual warfare for them, God. We come against the enemy right now in Jesus' name, God, and we thank you for a victory, God. We thank you that there is a future and a hope for Mexico, God,
yes,
and
you,
we
Jesus.
Just give you the glory in it, God, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. And I want to pray for all those listeners today, those that called in, those who did not.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, as we talked about these subjects,
yes,
that
Lord.
Some are in
yes,
difficult
yes.
situations, Lord, but I simply pray this day that they will hear your voice,
yes,
and they will hear you calling them aside,
mm-hmm.
that they will find that dwelling with you is where they want to be.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Lord, I pray that you will lift the burden,
yes, Lord,
that they have this day, and they are able to freely
yes,
walk
Lord.
In your presence,
yes, mm-hmm.
knowing that everything they're going to need, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living,
amen.
Comes
amen.
From being in
yes,
your
Lord.
Presence.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. In
Jesus'
name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for this time and this opportunity that we have to speak and to share you. And Lord, I pray that those that have been listening here today, those that have struggles and those who are seeking to know you better and seeking to know you in a deeper way, Lord, I pray that there would be a drawing on their heart today. Those that are in the midst of struggle, draw their heart towards you, Father. Draw them toward the peace. Let them know that there is peace that they can find in you and in you alone, a peace that passes understanding. Let them know it today, Father. Let the praise and the admiration toward you arise in their heart today, Father, so that they might know that you are with them. Draw them unto you, Father,
yes.
that they might know you deeper.
Amen.
Draw them, Father, that they might speak of you and be able to say and want to say, look what he has done for me. Look what he is. Look
mm-hmm.
what a great God he is.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just give you all praise and all glory, God.
That's right.
You are worthy.
Yeah.
You are
yeah.
so worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I just read this?
I
just have to.
You got about 30 seconds.
I'll read real fast. Psalms 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I'm going to jump down just to read this part. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let's just thank
Stir
God
yourself
for that.
Up.
That's right.
Amen.
Adjust yourself.
Amen.
Raise your hallelujah.
Amen.
Do it all.
All of
it. Just do it all.
Thank you all. Thank
yes.
you for this. This interaction has been awesome. And praise God that so many were ministered to
Amen.
By the Lord today.
Amen.
He supplies
Amen.
All our needs. Amen.
Amen.
So tomorrow we'll be back 7 a.m. Central Time on Mornings with Box 2 Radio. And stay tuned because it looks like Brother Wayne and Jake Clemens
Ooh.
Should be with us tomorrow.
That'd be awesome.
So we
yeah.
just got that text today.
Cool.
So love you guys, and we'll be back tomorrow 7 a.m. Central Time on Mornings with Box 2 Radio.